Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 250. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the podcast of a dude who likes to lift weights and share feelings. Apparently that's my bio. I'll take it though. You know, I'll take it. That's who I am. I'm just a dude being a guy, trying to be helpful, sharing my perspective on a variety of topics and mindsets. And, you know, I say it all the time that I think it's absolutely hilarious that I give dating advice or that I even wrote a book about it because yeah, I certainly don't think I'm an expert. It's why I waited. It's why, you know, because I'm 14 years old, why I waited until episode 69 to even do a single episode on dating or relationships. But, you know, recently I've just been really, really floored by your feedback on the mindsets that I write or that I talk about, specifically on dating and relationships. So I'm just going to keep dishing it up. I'm going to keep dishing out my perspective on dating and relationships and being single and everything in between. Yeah, I, personally, I've grown a lot and evolved and matured from my own life experience here, from being a, you know, 20 something, hey, you up, want to see my aquarium kind of dude to now being more of a, I don't know, a pumpkin patch, farmer's market, dog park, tell me what makes you tick kind of guy, or at least most of the time. So anyway, just wanted to say thank you for all the feedback and all the questions you send me. My Instagram has kind of blown up in the past couple of months, and I can't respond to everyone, but for the most part, I see all your messages, so please keep them coming. Please keep the requests coming. Please keep the questions coming, because when I do see something that is a big vibe in my mind, or like a powerful question, I'll do an episode on it. And that's what I've got for you today, because the other day someone sent me a message of, hey, Case, do you believe in the concept of right person, wrong time? And I was like, oh shit. Yep. That's a vibe. I need to do an episode on this. So I've got some feelings on this. I've lived this. I've seen it. I have a mindset here that I think will be helpful for you, or at least that it'll give you something to think about so that you can come to like your own definition of peace as it relates to this topic. And you hear it a lot as well. It's the, you know, he was the right person, but it was the wrong time. She was the right person, but it was the wrong time. Right person, wrong time. Right person, wrong time. Either the wrong time for them or the wrong time for you. Or the wrong time for both of you, whatever it is, right? But I will say here, allegedly the wrong time for you or both of you. And I think, you know, if you've grown and dated and, you know, lived life, you've probably come across this thinking that you can find someone who's great, who matches what you want, and you match what they want, and you vibe together, but the timing is just wrong. Either his or yours or hers or both of yours timing combined. Like it's you meet someone and you think they're amazing. You both get along, you click, you're like, wow, like this was unexpected. I wasn't looking for someone and, you know, voila, this happened. It feels right with this person. But then the whole timing thing like taps you on the shoulder and is like, hey, sorry, but this just isn't going to work out. Right, timing or context or circumstance. Maybe that person is, you know, still hung up on a past relationship and isn't ready for commitment yet. Or maybe you're the same. Maybe you were in a, you know, like a really toxic relationship and you're working on healing from that and learning from that, and you just weren't expecting to meet someone right away. Or maybe, you know, practically one of you or both of you, you're just like heads down, 100% dedicated in your career or your profession or your creativity or whatever it is you're doing. You're putting in the hours, you're working on elevating yourself or studying or whatever, you name it, something that is very time consuming mentally and physically. So it's like, whatever it is, you're just like, oh, you know, this kind of sucks because this is right person, wrong time. Wrong time because there's something holding you back or something holding that person back. Holding you back in the sense that it like won't allow you to move forward or that person to move forward, to like to go in further, to commit in a sense, or at minimum just to like to consider the next stage of wherever you're at in that relationship. And I think this is pretty relatable, right? I think if I had a nickel for every time either myself or a friend or someone I talked to was like, you know what, I'm taking a break, or I'm focusing on this thing now or that thing now, or I need a break to heal, to hit reset, whatever. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be rich because we do this a lot. We run into other people who do this a lot. People who make themselves kind of unavailable from a timing sense, just like checked out. And you kind of just like, you're kicking the can down the road to a future time where things will be right, where the timing will be right. Maybe you've done this. Maybe you've met someone, dated someone who had the same mentality as well. Right person, wrong time. And like, I actually really, really get this because of all the things I talk about on this pod, particularly with dating and relationship, like this one really hits home for me. I think over the past couple of years, I'd say, for the most part, for me, this has kind of been the mindset for me, that it's just kind of been the wrong time for me, that, you know, I've just been so dedicated and passionate and driven to accomplish certain things in my personal life and business life and creative life that in my head, I'm just like, you know, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to be, you know, cliche words like vulnerable or honest or ready to give aspects of myself away, right? That's kind of where I've evolved from. But in taking a step back to think about this concept, because I wanted to do this episode, frankly, I think that mindset I used to have is just bullshit, really. It's bullshit. I'm calling myself out completely. You know, that if I ever said to someone, you're the right person, but it's the wrong time for me, that was bullshit from me. That was bullshit for me. And, you know, I'm calling you out too. And I'm calling that guy out you dated too, or that girl out that you dated too. I'm calling everyone out here that, you know, respectfully, of course. I really don't think there is a right time. I really don't think there's a wrong time. And I think if we claim that there is, or if someone else claims that there is, I think ultimately we're just not being honest. They're just not being honest. So my headline for this episode is as follows, and then I'll get into it. This episode might be a little bit longer than my usual ones, but I have a lot of feelings on this. The headline is that when you say you met the right person, but it's the wrong time, honestly, that's just like an ass backwards way of saying that person is just not the right person. That's all it is. If someone tells you that you're the right person, but it was the wrong time, I'm sorry, and it's a tough pill to swallow, I know. But what they really mean is you're just not the right person. Right person, wrong time just means wrong person. That's all it is. I don't think there's such a thing as wrong time. And I'll justify that in a minute. So please don't react to that too quickly. I'm going to justify it. But when you meet someone who you truly and vulnerably think is or might be the right person, and you're willing to say that, and you're willing to mean it, and you're willing to act on it, the timing becomes right, or at minimum, the timing becomes irrelevant. So I want to break this concept down into two parts, into right person, wrong time, into two parts, this idea of timing and this idea of the person. So let's start with timing here. And to my point, like this is kind of a personal thing for me, because maybe like a lot of people, maybe not, but maybe so, in my mid to late, call it, I developed this tendency in regards to dating that in order for the timing to be right for me, it had to be perfect. It had to be like textbook dictionary definition of right. Right timing, perfect timing. It had to be like at a point where I had achieved everything I wanted to have achieved, where I was the man I wanted to be, where I was the best version of who I wanted to be, where I had all the things I wanted to have, the money, success, creative output where I had screwed around enough, like whatever you name it, that for me, the right time was when I had done what I needed to do, accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, become who I wanted to become. It was like this imaginary finish line that I needed to get to before I allowed myself to say, okay, this is the right time. But if you listen to the podcast, you know that I definitely no longer think that. You know, I'm not a proponent of that in the slightest anymore, because I firmly believe that there's no right time for literally anything in life. We're not just talking dating here. There's no right time. There's no perfect time to start a new job, to go back to school, to launch a business, to start a blog, to start working out again. You know, you name it. There's no right time. And certainly so, there's no right time, there's no perfect time to fall for someone or to explore potential with someone. There's literally never a perfect time. There's never a right time. And I think all that kind of thinking does is hold you back, and it makes you fall back on this idea as a means to dismiss your own lack of awareness or your own honesty. And that's a big thing to say. I know that. That's straight up calling you out. That's calling me out. That's calling them out. I think, frankly, to say that the timing is wrong, that's just a bullshit excuse. It is. And I know, don't come at me just yet, because I know some of you will be like, Case, that's just not true, man. Like, you're not thinking this through. Like, if I was dating someone and I was having, you know, serious family issues or health issues, or was, you know, had some kind of trauma in my life or something, like, how can you say that the timing isn't an excuse? That's not right. And I totally hear you. And that's why I wanted to address that, of course. And I think, with some exception, you know, of course I would respect that. And I would say that, you know, some kind of trauma or serious family issue or things that like literally demand your physical and emotional attention, I would say, with some exceptions, that the concept of right or wrong time simply comes down to your level of awareness and how vulnerable you're willing to be. That if you're saying someone is right, but the timing is wrong, what you really want to say, but you're struggling to say it, is that person just isn't right. Because if someone truly was right for you, or if you think they might be right for you, you would fight that wrong timing. You would fight against those other priorities, those other things that you say you need to focus on, or that you need to heal from, or in your past. And, you know, as much as I have yet to experience this 100%, I suppose, I do think the right person makes the wrong timing the right timing. Or at a minimum, the right person, again, that's someone who you're willing to say might be the right person, they will make that complicated timing irrelevant or less of a piece of friction in your life. They will make those circumstances less limiting to you, less handcuffing to you. And that's it. That's my take on this. That in my mind, if I meet someone during an unanticipated time in my life, either because I'm focused on something else, or I'm amidst a personal issue that I'm working through, or even, you know, a past relationship that I'm still working to get over, in my mind, if I think that person is the right person, I'm not willing to risk losing her because I think the timing is wrong. I will fight that feeling. I will fight the feeling that the timing is wrong. I will do whatever it takes to give it a shot. And flip side, I think if someone tells you that the timing is just wrong, what he or what she really means is they're not willing to try because they're not convinced you're the right person. And that's all it means. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow. Of course, no one wants to hear that. And, you know, we've heard this before. We've been passed up before. We've probably heard this before. The timing is wrong. You're right. Timing is wrong. And it's kind of like the it's not you, it's me routine. But all the idea of wrong timing means is the person is just not right. Either they're not right or you're not right. Because if that person truly was right for you, if you truly were right for them, the timing would become irrelevant. You would try. That person would try. Because truthfully, I don't think timing, again, is ever going to be perfect. There's no magical time where everything is perfect between two unique, distinct people. I mean, think about all the variables, all the baggage, all the circumstances that come together when two people meet. There's a lot, especially if you're like in your mid to late 20s or 30s or 40s, think about all the life that you're bringing together. It's kind of incredible, frankly. You know, you're going to have a lengthy to-do list, a bucket list, lingering things from your past some focuses that are probably distracting. So like when two people come together, there is 100% of the time, every time, going to be, you know, some kind of complication with timing, something that is distracting from the timing, something that's a little bit limiting with the timing. But in my mind, I really do think it becomes irrelevant when two people truly consider each other to be the right person. Might not be easy, right? This isn't being like canceling everything out. It might not be easy. One of you could be moving cities. One of you could be starting a new intense job that's going to be draining and time consuming. One of you could be, you know, hot off of a relationship that, you know, has you in all kinds of upside down, you know, thinking. Who knows, whatever. But I truly believe that if you're both vulnerable and honest and you believe the other person is right for you, you're going to be willing to try. You're going to be willing to explore that. And they're going to be willing to explore that. So I say that if you find yourself saying that person was right, the timing was wrong, I say, check yourself. Ask yourself, is that really true? Or are you falling back on that magical timing you've been envisioning? And maybe deep down, my friend, you just know the person isn't right, but you don't want to admit it. It's not the timing. It's not the timing. It's either you or it's them. It's either your choice or their choice. And if you find yourself being told that you're the right person, but the timing is wrong, of course, I'm sorry, that sucks. And it's not going to, there's nothing I can say that's going to make that sting less. But know that if you really were the right person for them, the timing would be irrelevant. So you don't need to overthink that. And you don't need to be that person who gets hung up on and be like, oh man, if only the timing was this or that, and you overthink all the scenarios, that's exhausting. The reality is, you can find a little bit of solace in the fact that that person just didn't choose you. It hurts, but it's easier, in my mind, than trying to fight some mysterious timing and circumstance, because that's really tough to let go of. But you can come to terms with realizing that they just didn't choose you. And that's straight up rejection, of course. And if you listen to the podcast, you know how I feel about rejection. It sucks, but it's better than ambiguity. It's better than what if. So see it as such. And I know all of this whole concept isn't easy to live in real life. And I know it's equally as easy to come up with a specific story or narrative that's like, case, like, I don't think this is true because in my life, this and that or whatever. And of course, I can see some instances in life where timing truly can be limiting. Like, it truly can be debilitating. But zooming out, for the most part, I think it would help us to all take a step back and understand that timing is never perfect in life for literally anything. You know, what life, what career, what dating comes down to is that of a choice. That if you want something bad enough, that if you're motivated to discover something or someone bad enough, it's a choice. It's a choice to say, I'm willing to give this a shot, even though I know the timing is going to make it suck. I know the timing is going to make it difficult. To either say that or to say, hey, nah, I'm just not willing to. In which case, when you say nah, when that person says nah, that simply means the person is not right. Because if you were, you or they would be willing to try, right? And that's it. And that's all you need to know. Like, if someone or something is important enough to you, you just try. You just do it. Like, I look at myself and I look at the podcast, for instance, and I've been doing the podcast for 2.5 years at this point. I've never missed an episode. This is episode 250. I've never missed an episode Mondays and Thursdays. And without going too much into it, like, a lot has happened to me in 2 years that I don't talk about in the podcast. A lot of stuff, family issues, life, death, complicated things. And I've never missed an episode on the podcast. And there were really dark times where the timing was definitely not right for me. But I still did it. I still sat down and I did what I wanted to do, what I had to do. I still pursued it because it meant that much to me. I knew it was right for me. And I did it. I didn't cast it aside. I just kept going after it. And I know that's a simplified example, but like, it's the same line of thinking here. And I stand by this, that if you want something bad enough, if you want to discover something bad enough, if you want to discover potential bad enough, you still try, no matter the timing. And like, think about your life. Think about your life as a human, as a living, breathing human. How many things in life did you want, that did you really wanted, that you knew you really wanted, that you knew you'd regret if you didn't try? How many of those things did you just up and give up on because the timing was complicated or because the timing made it a bit more difficult? Hopefully not a whole lot, right? Hopefully not too many of those things that you knew you wanted did you give up on. And you didn't do that because that's not what you do as a human. When you want something, when you know you want something, no matter the circumstance, you try. And you try until it becomes untenable. And then, okay, you can decide, but at least you try. So that's why I say, like, in the beginning, you really only give up on something that deep down you know probably isn't right for you. Or you only give up on something that you don't want badly enough. And that's how I approach this, that when someone says the timing isn't right, even though you're the right person, they're honestly just giving up on someone who isn't right for them. They're just giving up on you because they didn't want you badly enough in the first place. And, you know, I know that's like, ouch, okay, that hurts. And I'm never really the guy to be like, you know, you gotta trust the magic of the cosmos. Like, you've got to. In this case, honestly, I believe that, to trust your life's timing. That if the universe, the cosmos, whatever divine force, frequency you believe in, if it brings someone into your life that you deep down know is right or might be right, there's nothing that should stop you. And then on the flip side, if you're brought into someone else's life and they say, you know, I can't because the timing isn't right, then you just have to trust that timing as well. It's just not meant to be. Because at the end of the day, all this is it's about trust and it's about choice. Trusting that in your life, you don't meet the right person at the wrong time. The moment you meet that person, the timing in a blink of an eye becomes irrelevant. The moment you meet the right person, all those things you say you need to have done and the person you need to have become and so on, it changes, it evolves. It doesn't go away. It just changes into new fluid plans and new fluid aspirations. Because that's how life works. You know, that's how timing works. It's fluid. It changes. It's not some mysterious, straight, linear line that you need to keep inching further and further along until you give yourself permission for it to be the right time. Like, what you wanted before, what you needed to heal from before, it changes when you truly can say that person is the right person. You know, things become better and more intertwined with that person. It doesn't become a matter of needing to get promoted first or needing to settle in your city first or needing to find yourself first, because you know that person is or might be the right person, and your experiences together will be better and more enhanced and more rewarding than the timing of what you originally envisioned. So I hope this gives you something to think about, right? Vulnerably so, like without ego. It really does come down to a choice, your choice and their choice. If you say the timing truly isn't right, that's okay. You're not a bad person for saying that. If they say the timing isn't right, that's okay. They're not a bad person for saying that. It just means that you or them, you don't believe that each other are right for each other. Otherwise, you'd be willing to cast that timing aside and give it a try. And that's an answer in and of itself. You can react to an answer as opposed to being hung up on the possibility of what if. And self-doubt that comes from what if, self-doubt that comes from ambiguity. So I just say, trust timing, trust the choice that you make or that someone else makes. It really does tell you everything you need to know. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope this gave you something to think about. If it did, as always, I'd love it if you'd share with a friend, tell them to subscribe, tell them to check out newmindsethoodist.com. That's where you can pick up Single is Your Superpower. It's where you can also pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.